acceptance. Lineup. If you have not submitted your music, you need to go ahead and submit it because guess what? I'm playing it. Yes, I is. Yes, I is. Now, the only thing is, if you are sending in music and it is a mixtape type style, you're using somebody else's beat, I won't be able to play it. But if I would listen, indie artist, original beat, guess what? I'm in. I'm all in. Send it to me at mygospelsoul@live.com. Definitely want to share your music with everyone. How about that? Let's start this broadcast off with a little bit of your very own Pastor J. All right, Queenie, playing, am I going to play Father? You know, it's just so rich. Let's play Joy to Me right here on My Gospel Soul.
Joyful sound. So if you don't know what time
A whole entire glitch. I was on the air, and all of a sudden, Couldn't hear the music anymore. I'm on a Facebook Live. It is tragic over here. But guess what? God is greater. Because we right back on here and make you do what it do in Jesus' name. How about that?
Amen. Claim it. Claim it.
What's going on out there in San Antonio?
Absolutely nothing. Everybody quarantined around here. Ain't nothing going on. You know, the Hispanic children are still outside playing. Amen to them. But ain't none of us outside. Well, you know, it's only 7% of the black people in San Antonio. Did you know that? Fun fact. It's only, it's only 7% black. So.
Okay, because I was like, honey, you saying that Hispanic children are the only one out there playing, but you come to Houston. Come to Houston, honey. We got jumper, them big jungle gym jumpers and everything. Everybody outside. Everybody outside. The kids outside. They playing hopscotch and pity pad and everything. And they got big blow-up jumpy things for their birthday parties. And all the kids are together inside the jumpy thing, jumping. And then you got the birthday cake on the table outside. And everybody's outside like there was never a pandemic at all. Nobody has on masks. Everybody smoking cigarettes and everything and sitting out there shooting the breeze and playing dominoes. You know, it's like nothing ever happened. You know, it's kind of like when we go to some of these stores and you sitting there saying, y'all do know it's a pandemic, right? Houston is one of them places where you get to saying, well, he don't have no mask on. Well, I got to wear one. Well, guess what? You know, he may not have no mask on, but I don't understand what that got to do with you. You know, he may not have no mask on, but baby, you need to put one on for yourself. It's not his responsibility to protect your family. You know what I'm saying? Me and my husband have masks in the glove compartments and gloves. We got gloves all in the consoles and everything of the car, just in case we wake up like it's a regular day, walk out the house and go get in the car like it's regular. You understand me?
We feel you though.
We went to Fiesta, right? It was a Sunday morning. We decided, let's go to Fiesta to get some food. We go home and cook. And let me tell you, we pull up to Fiesta. My baby got his little riding car and everything because he just loved to just drive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
the man
at the door said, hey, you can't come in here without a mask. I had totally forgot that we're in the middle of a pandemic because I guess me and my husband, we always together, you know. And the man say, boop, you can't come in here. You cannot enter this place without a mask. You had like 10, 12 people getting turned around. So I told my husband, I say, here's a mask. I gave him a mask because we only had one left. I went and got back in the car. Had a shirt in the car, right, and drew me a pattern on the thing and cut out about 10 masks, right, 10 cotton masks, right. And the lady in the car next to me was like, is she serious, you know? She was tripping. She was like, amazing. Because I just sat there and said, I will not be stopped. I am going in Fiesta. I will not be hindered. Baby, and I'm telling you, through the power of the Almighty God, I got me some masks together. My husband came out of there. I had a whole stack of masks. But people just doing too much. I can't go in here and get some of this chicken y'all be having in Fiesta because I ain't got no mask. It's right there. I just want to go right there. He said, no, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Right there. That's crazy.
I just want to cut this corner and just
you
right
know
there.
It's you know it is. Look, Mary got masks for Mother's Day.
Oh my God.
That was a Mother's Day gift, was masks.
Baby, I would have took one. Listen, a cheetah print mask. Listen, I'm going to go home. I pull out my sewing machine, so I'm going to make me some masks, right? But I wouldn't be mad if somebody pulled up and said, you know, I didn't get you nothing for Mother's Day. So here's some cheetah print masks, zebra print, leopard, you know, that type of mask. Listen, a lot of the masks that people wearing today got all these little crazy little faces and stuff on them, you know, hashtag blessed and all that, you know, while they fighting their bad breath. Let's move on. We don't need to dwell there. I don't need none of that. Just give me one of them, you know, give me a mask that got a little cheetah print on it, you understand me, you know, and hey, I'm good. So when I get home, LB, I'm gonna be on that sewing machine, you know, just masking it up. And not for sale. Oh yeah. Not for sale, just because I wanna pick and choose. I want my mask to match my outfit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
and I'm a cheetah print lady. You know? And I think it's crazy. Yeah. Who is that? Is that Mary B?
Hey, that's Mary B.
Stop Mary B. Mary B is in the building.
I just had to say, when I heard you say you like cheetah print, I love cheetah print too. I got a cheetah print mask that my mother-in-law sent me.
Oh, you're trying to mess with me. Listen. LB, get on that. I need a cheetah print. Get on that.
I'm going to get you.
I need a cheetah print. You going to give me one? Girl, shut your mouth.
Yes,
cheetah print. I'll take cheetah print. I'll take zebra. I'll take, you know, stripes, you know, anything that I can put with something. You know,
okay.
I can't breathe in a hospital mask. I don't understand what it is. You understand? And I promise, I don't. It ain't bad breath, cause I don't have that issue. You know, some people they need to get delivered. Some of them got that dragon coming from within. But I'll actually help. You know, you can help that. You know, if you really want to. But some people don't believe that their breath is smelling bad. But let's move on. But the hospital mask,
exactly,
I guess, because what'd you say?
You got Zachary breath.
Yes.
You know Zachary breath,
God.
Right? Will your breath feel exactly like it did?
Oh my Lord. Oh my Lord. And let me tell you, that's why some people can't breathe in the mask, you know? Like let me tell you something. If I had bad breath, you understand me? I could admit it, because this is the day and time where you got to be real with yourself. You got to be real with yourself.
Yeah.
You put that mask on, baby, and you get to going off or saying all them words with them H's and stuff. You in for a rude awakening. You in for it. But you got to be honest with yourself about where you are in your hygiene, as far as your, you know, because some of us don't go to the dentist. You know, some of us, when this pandemic let up and the dentist office is back open, a lot of us going to be in line, because we done found out some things that other people been knowing but didn't have the heart and courage to tell us about our breath. But let's move on. But, you know, I, myself, with the mask thing, I can't not deal with that hospital mask one. I can't, man, let me tell you something. I be breathing so hard in that.
You know, talking on my glasses.
Huh?
It was bothering me too. They were talking on my glasses. You know I wear glasses, man. So I was trying to breathe in the hospital mask, and all of a sudden my glasses getting all fogged up. I couldn't see anything.
Right.
I said, oh, no, this ain't going to work. It's already bad enough that I can't see. There's no one fogging me up.
Exactly. And that's why I say I don't get it. I can't do it. So I have to have cotton. I have to have, you know what I'm saying? It has to be protective. I have to have cotton. I cannot. I refuse, and I will not. And this is the crazy thing about the hospital mask. You don't even know which is the front and which is the back. You know, you don't know. You don't know. You know, some people say the yellow, you know, because some of them be blue and white, some of them be pink and white, some of them be, unless you get that cup mask, then you automatically know. They just already got that design for you to know where your nose go. But what begin me is how you got to, and I know you saw this, Mary B, why you got a mask on but don't have your nose covered up. See, people trying to get away. I'm telling you right now, people trying to get away from their own worst enemy, which is their breath. So they trying to justify that mask being under their nose. You can't do that. You can't do that. Go home, cut you out a circle, You understand me? Put you some holes in the side, or cut you out, you know, the little pattern. Matter of fact, I'm going to draw the pattern for folks that are on my live. I'm going to draw the pattern, and I'm going to put it up before thee, because I feel like we should all, well, I can't draw it right now. I can't find a pen. But anyway, we just got to do better. You know, we really do with these masks. And then another thing, my classmate, Tahir Charles, I haven't seen him in a while. He put video, Mary B, gloves out in the parking lot and masks all on the ground in the parking lot. And I wholeheartedly agree with him when he says, you are cross-contaminated. What manner of evil, I feel, what manner of evil is it for you to breathe all of your bacteria and everything on this mask and these gloves? You didn't touch anything and everything, and then throw them on the ground. Ain't we defeating the purpose? Put the gloves in the trash. Okay.
And somebody has to grab that stuff and pick it up.
They got to grab it and pick up.
So I heard something on the news. I'm not sure if you heard this or not, but I heard something on the news where this person said that they were refused to wear a mask for religious reasons. They said that the God's most precious gift to us is our face, and we should not be covering up our face.
Okay, let me, because you know, I don't know why you tell me this kind of stuff. You know I'm about to go in on this.
You know I got to tell you, hey, look, I don't know if wearing a mask, if not wearing a mask, is going to be honoring God, but I do know that if you don't wear a mask, you'll get to meet him a little bit sooner.
Oh, amen. Yes, you will. You'll meet with Jesus. I just said, you're going to meet with Jesus. Are you ready to meet with Jesus? Are you ready? Are you ready for the cake? You understand me? Now, wouldn't it be crazy if you get up there before him and you say, I'm God, I'm home. And he said, first of all, I told you to wear a mask. It's not your time yet. What are you doing here? You know,
all because you decided.
Now, is that considered suicide? If you know that we have a pandemic and we are dying in record numbers, and you decide, hey, it's kind of like, y'all know I'm going to say it, it's kind of like a new crackhead, right? A person decides, I'm for real, a person decides, okay, I'm going to try crack. Now, you done seen every crackhead there, and Lord forgive me, you know, I'm not saying crackhead in an insulting way, but a person with a crack addiction. You see them.
Yes.
You
okay.
see that they are stealing. They're walking the streets, punching themselves in the face. They don't bathe. Mm-hmm. They don't do anything. So you looked at this person with this addiction and said, "Nah, I can do better than that. It won't happen to me. I'm gonna just try a little. Are you serious? I know you.
Right.
I know you're not playing." So we watching TV, the news, come on. Now, this is what gets me. Not even the people that run the news station have left their house. Okay. They're not even back in the news studio. They doing the weather from home. I don't know how he got that screen at the house, but he's doing the weather from home. You know what I'm saying? But you just think to yourself, not me. You know, can't be me.
Yeah.
I just had a family gathering, and guess what? People had masks on, you know. But my thing is, I'm not gonna be in Home Depot without a mask. I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be at gas pump without gloves. And I'm not understanding how we justify something. So go ahead, talk y'all, because y'all know I can talk about it all day. Go ahead. Oh, my God.
Well, everywhere I go, I do a mask. When we do gas, I do the gloves. But I feel like And also, I go out, like, when I go to the grocery store, you know, I always sanitize the basket. But it's also because, you know, I have children. I don't want to get them sick. I have Larry. I don't want to get him sick, you know. So I just feel like if you are conscious, and I don't want to get the people sick around me, because sometimes, even though it says 6 feet, you know how I investigate things. we're actually supposed to be at least 12 feet away from each other, because if someone coughs, that's how far it can go through those surgical masks.
Because
they're not
nine.
Yes, ma'am. So the 6 feet is not even helping us. So if you're standing even closer than that to me, that's why you're gonna get that look, and that's why you know, that's why people are fighting at HEB.
Girl, listen.
Because
the funniest,
you don't even care about your life. You definitely don't care about mine. You ain't even got a mask on. That's how I feel.
But let me tell you.
What about the guy who got shot? Because he asked him, because he told him he had a mask on.
What? Oh,
yeah,
it's real out here. It's real out here.
Because he asked that man to wear a mask.
Man,
isn't that, yeah, like, can you be so?
Let me ask you a question.
You have to be. You see, the quarantine drove people crazy. That's what happened. That's why we stay inside a little bit longer. Because now that these crazy people are outside, they just doing anything and everything. That man, all that man did was tell him he had to wear a mask for his own safety. And that man shot him. He didn't want to wear a mask that bad.
LB. First of all, go back to the first conversation I had with y'all about this whole COVID-19. I told y'all it was the purge. Nobody wants to listen to me. Nobody wants to listen to me. You think I'm on a conspiracy theory? Listen, I'm not one of those people. I mean, I might be right now, but all I'm saying is I don't want to see that movie anymore, but let's move on. Funniest thing I heard this weekend, the funniest thing, is how my sister-in-law handles people that walks up to her in stores and ask her questions. She say COVID-19, Corona. Just off the bat. Why are you walking up on me? Why are you not 6 to 12 feet away? Listen, holla. You know that saying when you say holla if you hear me, okay? Holla. If you hear me, holla. Hey, you see what I'm saying? I'm in the store.
You're a stranger. You are so dangerous to me right now. I don't understand why you would even want to be this close to me. I'm a danger to you.
I'm a danger
to
you.
We have not been in the same home, breathing in the same, you know? I don't know.
Get it either. All right, let's take a break. You're listening to My Gospel Soul. Let It Play Monday and Weekend Review. The song that's coming to you is by La Dude. It's They Came a Long Way right here on My Gospel
Soul. La Dude, how you feel about these people coming to us, telling us the world's gonna end, and when the Lord coming back to get us?
Oh, yeah. Come, he's coming back one day. I'ma be ready when he comes. Lord, you know I came a long way. You forgave me for what I done. The devil tried to lay me down in these trees. I was a pursuit to my enemy's agony. I had to know you could know what was saving me. You were love the Savior, never forsaken me.
On the battlefield, my life was tainted as an embryo. Guaranteed not tomorrow, faith bent like a crossbeam. Undergo the suicide mission to kill my old life. The mind of Christ made me jump from wrong. Jesus is the light. So I go ground, your anointed words start to fertilize. I'm minimize my simple ways. You only one I have to glorify. In this simple world that I'm living in, get this devil out my body so Jesus Christ can move in. I made a transition from thug to Christian. I was hoping and wishing that God was listening. So I changed my life. My body was a human sacrifice. God enticed me to follow him, eternal life in paradise. Devil take flight, my life, Jesus has the copyright. Washed in his blood and I still came out white. I still have a long way to go, counting the overflow. Sitting back, waiting on Jesus, man, you already know.
Come, he's coming back one day. I'ma be ready when he comes. Lord, you know I came a long way. He forgave me
glorified. Testify to the Most High, my past life is sabotage. Evil cover camouflage, the devil in his entourage. It was a major transformation God I'm facing. My heavenly Father forgave me for my sins, his love I'm embracing. Not forsaking the fear of the lost beginning of wisdom. Exercise my faith like I was in a gymnasium. In the auditorium, my King James on him. Let God reign on him, G-code ordain on him. Like Abraham, Lord, take the name on him. No restraint on him, God's son has a plane on him. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace and protecting me. You devil conjuring up another scandal while you sweating me. Maybe because I changed my life, giving God all the glory. Cross our head, can't I meet, I love you, go on and tell your story.
Come, come, he's coming back one day. I'ma be ready when he comes. Lord, you know I came a long way. He forgave me for what I done. The devil tried to lay me down in these trees. I was a pursuit to my enemies back in heat. I had to have no you for no one was over me. You my Lord and Savior, never mistreated me.
I came a long way from fighting off them battle cries. Turned my life around from the streets of those who telling lies. Thugs try to vandalize, think it's cool to advertise. Get themselves in trouble and have the nerve to try to compromise. Looking for some alibis, why they have to verify? Tell me how you justify the reason for you taking lies. Guess you wasn't thinking straight, just trying to fix your dinner plate. But those the type of things that my Lord would never tolerate. I had to get my life straight, my soul I had to renovate. Cause Jesus is the only person I think I should impersonate. Or should I say just simulate? Let me just elaborate. Anything less than the best is just second rate. He's my favorite heavyweight, best there is to innovate. Watch me as I demonstrate, just to keep you thinking straight. CS3, we never hate, we just here to educate. Praise up on his name, in the end we congratulate.
Come, come, he's coming back one day. I'ma be ready when he comes. Lord, you know I came a long way. He forgave me for what I done. The devil tried to lay me down in these trees. I was a pursuit to my enemies back in heat. I had to have no you for no one was saving me. You my Lord and Savior, never forsaking me. Come, come, he's coming back one day. I'ma be ready when he comes. Lord, you know I came a long way. He forgave me for what I done. The devil tried to lay me down in these trees. I was a pursuit to my enemies back in heat. I had to have no you for no one was saving me. You my Lord and Savior, never forsaking me.
Welcome back, welcome back. It is My Gospel Soul Radio, Let It Play Monday and Weekend Review. Mary B., let's get into this weekend, girl. What's going on? Tell me just what went down this weekend with you. Just go on, let me know.
I haven't done anything. Okay, so me and my friends have tried to get together to walk because we've started this walking thing together because we're all on this, you know, our grown woman summer this summer.
Right.
So
right.
We're all on this weight loss journey together. And for Mother's Day, we cooked together and did a dinner. He did some Chicago, what was the name of that chicken there? Greek chicken. That is
okay.
Based out of Chicago, that, you know, he grew up eating. He did that for me, and it was awesome. And I did spinach with feta cheese and corn on the cob.
Oh. I need to come to San Antonio. I need to come on out there and sit down. What is going down? What's happening?
We're trying to come down up there for a barbecue.
Girl, let me tell you about this barbecue. First of all, let me give y'all a weekend review what I did this weekend. This weekend, starting Friday, let me tell y'all something about my husband, right? So we had a warehouse, right? In the warehouse, we had clothes. We doing our little thrift store business, whatever. So we got our house, right? We moved to the house. So I looked at the garage, and I said, why not just convert this into a garage sale and I can make more money faster, right? My husband was like, do it. That's why I love him. He was like, do it, baby, do it. You got this. We moved all the stuff. Now, I'll tell you something, when you think you got a bunch of help doing it, just forget about it. So that first Saturday, we were in the house. I put everything out. You know, my stuff is on rolling racks, all this kind of stuff. And, baby, let me tell you, made $70 in 1 hour, okay?
Oh,
boom.
Goodness.
I said,
amen.
Let me put put up. That was my test run. So this weekend, I went out there. I went out there Friday for a little while because it rained. I had to shut down early, but I had already made $50. Okay?
Oh, my goodness.
In about
in
2 hours. Saturday, boom, made $100. Let me tell you something, y'all. When you trust God and you do what God leads you to do, see, sometimes you be saying, what are people going to think? My warehouse, I don't have a warehouse no more. I don't have thrift. Listen, let me tell you something. We set that thrift store up to take care of the ministry. And when I tell you $150 in a few hours, I'm not mad at it. Do you hear what I'm saying? So,
we don't care about what other people think. We care about what God thinks. So that's why it always works out.
Amen.
Yeah, and that's what we do in Eagles United Ministries, y'all. We ain't worried about what you think. We're going to follow and be obedient to the voice of God. Do you hear what I'm saying? Our prosperity is tied up in our what? Obedience. And some of us are dealing with a lot of things that we don't have to if we just obey the voice of God and forget about, like Mary B. Safe, forget about what people think or what they're going to say.
Mm-hmm.
You got to step out on faith and do what God has told you to do.
Oh, you better preach.
Come on. Come on, LB. Listen, LB is also my spiritual son because he know I'm going to go there. You be obedient to the voice of God. I don't care if God tells you to get out there on the corner and let 3 acorns hit you in the top of your head, and he tells you just sit there till the third acorn drop. You better be found standing outside on that corner waiting for them acorns to drop, because you never know who God's going to send through there or what he has you out there for. Let me tell y'all something. So I'm in my weekend review. I know I can talk. I'm long-winded, y'all. That's why I have a radio show. So the first weekend I was out there, this young man came through, right? And he was, like, looking at the clothes and everything. But in my heart, I knew he couldn't, you know, buy anything, right? So anyway, God told me to bless him. See, some of y'all, God has sent folk to you, and that's him trying to open up the doors of your blessing, but you shrugging people off, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was watching him, and the Lord say, whatever he asked for, give it to him. So whatever he asked for, I gave it to him, but I didn't think nothing of it, you know? I just went on by my business. And he was like, okay. And then he knocked on my door Thursday, and he said, are you opening today? I said, no. He said, okay. I said, come back the weekend. He said, okay. He came back the weekend, this weekend, and he got to telling me what was going on in his life, and I was just doing, you know, folding clothes and hanging stuff up, and then he asked me for something. I said, okay, you can have it. You know, I went on doing what I was doing, and he picked up all his stuff. I gave him something to drink, all that. He left. I'm sitting there. I got to put all this stuff back in the garage. I got to go because I got to get fly for Mother's Day. So, you know, that takes, you know, me a little time. Right?
Yeah.
Saturday, I'm shutting stuff down, and I'm, like, looking at these racks like, Lord, I'm just a little bitty woman. I need some help. He had made a U-turn, come right back up there and say, you need help putting this up? He stayed there till I folded the last table up. Let me tell you something. Your help, oh, my God. Everything that you need is tied up in your obedience. You never know what God has in store for you. But if you show up, you remember when I preached that, LB, show up for the fight. You got to show up.
Amen.
You gotta show up. Come on, LB, talk to us.
Look, I mean, the thing is, you know what I'm saying? I talked the other week in the sermon about when Jonah, amen, did not follow God. You know what I'm saying? The thing is, God gonna let you do, you know what I'm saying, whatever it is you want to do. He's going to give you free will. But there can be consequences behind that, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the thing is, we don't want to suffer the consequences, right? We don't want to do what we got to do. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you're going out, right? Your parents tell you, you do this. You know if you don't do it, you're not going to get a whooping. But you still don't do it, and then you don't want to get that whooping.
Huh.
You know what I'm saying? You
huh.
know it's coming. You got to know it's coming. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing. Like, I say we be obedient from the jump, we can avoid a lot of different things, right? You know what I'm saying? I compare it to the GPS system. You know how your GPS tell you system, turn right, turn right. And then what you do? I know a different way. I'm not going to turn right right there. I already know. I know a shortcut. They went a long way. Right? So you go straight, right? And then you keep going and everything, and now all of a sudden you're stuck in all this traffic. You know what I'm saying? Now you're stuck. Come on now. If you do what it said the first time, you could avoid a lot of different things.
But you know what? You are so right. You are so right. See, that's that past thing you're talking right now. I know you're right because I've done it so many times. Like, listen, I'm going to take these back streets. You know, I'm going to go on take these back streets. I'm going to head on over there. You know, like I'm just so much wiser than, well, my Google Navigator, he is a man. He's not a woman. He's a man.
Okay.
He says hello. He says hello to me. Okay. So I'm good. But anyway. And so he'll tell me to go a certain way, and I decide, nah, I'm going to hit this back street. And I hit the back street, and there's a train sitting on the track. See? Boom. All I'm saying. All
that's
I'm saying,
how it happens.
You know, these trains in South Park, they just sit there. They have no, they don't care where you got to be at. They don't care who your parents are. They don't care which way for breakfast. They're going to sit there.
Exactly.
Until you understand that you are not in control. Okay?
Exactly.
Not in
control. Exactly. I'm going to tell you now, I remember one time, me and my best friend that came out here to San Antonio to visit, just for a quick visit, right? And then we got back on the freeway. We was on our way back into Houston. We're on the way back into Houston. We had the GPS on. And we're on I-10. And then the freeway, and then the GPS said exit in 2 miles.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, what? Exit in 2 miles? We're not even anywhere near Houston yet. We got to take I-10 all the way to Houston. So we're like, man, forget that GPS. You just keep going on the freeway. Now, the GPS said exit in 2 miles. But we said, we're going to forget that GPS. We're not going to worry about that, right? Kept on going on the freeway, right? So glad I listened to that GPS. We cruising along the freeway. Next thing you know, standstill traffic.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about, you know the traffic so bad when people can get out their car, use the restroom, and then get back in and still not have to move.
And get back. LB.
Yes. Traffic was so bad. People driving their car off the curb, trying to get on the side street. They weren't trying to deal with it. Yeah, that's how bad traffic was. And we sat up in there, and we looked at each other, and we said, we should listen to that GPS.
Should listen to the GPS. And then the crazy thing about it is traffic be so bad till you could get out. Let's just name some stuff you can do when traffic is bad. You can get out, go in the trunk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Open the cooler that's in there and get you a bottle of water. Open the water, walk back around the car, right? Look back at the traffic behind you. Get in the car, close
exactly. Exactly.
Drink a whole bottle of water before the traffic moves. And then it only moved one car, like the length of one car.
Look, I call it a bad road traffic. I was driving to Atlanta, and I ended up hitting Baton Rouge around rush hour time. And I'm sitting on I-10 around rush hour time near Baton Rouge, Louisiana. When I tell you that is the worst traffic in the world, when I tell you that traffic made me want to rethink my whole trip, I say, you know, I don't even want to go to Atlanta anymore. I just want to turn back around. You know what I'm saying? The traffic was terrible. The traffic was so bad. People had... They had a family of four in the car. The whole family of four had time to get out the car one by one and use the restroom and get back in the car.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I got out the car and started dancing for the whole song and was able to get back in the car and we not even have to move yet.
That's sad. That is sad.
And I just hate sitting in traffic. I hate sitting in traffic. It's something I cannot stand. And it really bothers my very inner core when I sit in traffic. You know what I'm saying? That's why I try to put music on to keep me going, because I'll be in traffic and I'll be so frustrated. Traffic bothers me. You know what I'm saying? And so when I have to sit in traffic, that's punishment. It's punishment enough. I like to just get where I'm going. You know what I'm saying? I like to cruise. I like to feel the breeze as it hits my face as I'm driving, you know, down the freeway. You know what I'm saying? I want to feel the wind hit my face. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm so bothered doing Corona, because I can't even drive with my windows down. I'm scared Corona's going to jump in my car.
Listen, I want you to be careful, though, LB, and I feel you. But be careful, because some people be spitting out the window, and they be throwing their cups and trash out while they're going 70 miles an hour. So just be careful. Because I don't want nothing to happen to you while you're cruising, okay?
Yeah,
I want nothing to happen to you. It's a very dangerous game in these streets, okay? We're going to take a break when we get back. We're going to talk some more about, I want to get back on this mask, these mask shenanigans. So, y'all, get your stuff together. We'll be right back. You're listening to My Gospel Soul, Let It Play Monday, and Weekend Review.
Many times we worry about things that we don't have and don't realize how much that we already have. There's many people out there that's less fortunate than you. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Come on. Some folks got more than a little bit. Some folks got less than nothing. Come on. Some folks gotta work a lot of overtime just so they can get their kids something for real dough. Living check to check. Just one paycheck for being broke. And don't let nothing happen like your car break down. On top of what you already owe, we all been there. Some still there. It don't matter where you at, man. God don't care. I know things might look bad for you, but there's a whole lot of people doing worse than you. You might not think you got a whole lot, but when you give what you can, that's a whole lot. And that's the word for you. If you're gonna be a godly liver, then you gotta be a godly giver. So go and bless somebody.
Bless somebody.
It don't matter what you got. In the pot and watch God do a whole lot. Come on.
Bless somebody.
Don't bless somebody.
Bless somebody.
It don't matter what you got. Just throw it in the pot and watch God do a whole lot. Come on. And I ain't just talking about money, Jack. I'm talking about love where your heart at. Put some time to the side, you can give back. God gave you a gift, you can use that. Go ahead and give a dollar to the homeless. A lot of people on the streets really hungry. Or you can just pray for your homies. This year, everybody get a bonus.
Oh, man, that's the jam. What's going on, LB? Talk
bless
to
somebody.
Us.
Bless somebody. It don't matter what you got. You put it in a pot of that. God do a whole lot. Hey.
Oh, man, that's a cute song, baby. I love that part where you say, it don't matter what you got. Put it in a pot and watch. God do a whole lot. That's right. That's my favorite part, too, LB. Of the song. What's going on, LB? Talk to us a little bit. You know, we got about 8 minutes to the left in the show. Talk to us.
8 minutes. I just want to, I want to encourage everybody to go ahead and just wear your mask, people. Wear the mask. It's so important. Please just wear the mask. Brush your teeth before you leave the house, and then that way the mask will be a little bit more bearable for you. You know what I'm saying? Press amen. Press is not a lot. Amen.
If you don't feel good, you'll leave home. That's right. That's right. Listen, but you know what?
Can you really think about it, though? Why is it when the pandemic started, everybody went out buying a whole bunch of toilet paper, but toothbrushes, my toothpaste, and mouthwash was still available?
And mouthwash? You didn't buy no toothpaste? Listen. The first thing that people think about when a storm hit, when anything hit, is toilet paper and water. Nobody thinks about a toothbrush. It's very important to have toothpaste. Listen, get your small thing of mouthwash. See, sometimes it ain't the mask that has the problem. Somebody say, well, I just can't wear that mask. Do you understand that if you put on another mask, you're going to have another type of mask made of a different type of material. You're still going to have to face your demons, okay? Still going to have to face them. They're going to be ever before you, okay? And listen, don't treat the symptom, okay? See, we want to go and say, well, I'll just put my nose outside of the mask. No, this is what you do. If you can't get to the dentist, you can't do anything about the halitosis from within, because that's a demon, okay? You want to take a small thing of mouthwash with you, a Tic Tac, Altoid. I mean, come on. Yeah. Listerine thing that you put on your tongue. Oh, man, there's so many. Oh, my God. Come on now. If you went to the store and bought a bag of chips, right? If you went to the store and bought a $20 bag of chips, I know that you can get the little. I mean, it's right there. If you're at the gas station, you're paying for your gas. They have all kinds of breath mints and Mentos and toe mints and everything. Right there by the counter, you can go ahead get that. You understand me? And
you know what it is? It's called bad breath denial.
My God.
They don't believe they have bad breath. You know what I'm saying? I remember when I was young. I was young, and I was in tutoring, right? And the lady was going over this reading thing with me, right? And then she was reading, and her breath was really bad. Now, I didn't know how to tell this lady, you know what I'm saying? Like, ma'am, your breath stinks. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to get no whooping when I got home, right? So what I did was I just told her, you don't have to read. I'll read.
Yeah.
Okay. I read through that whole thing. Don't you even worry about it. I'm going to read
LB.
For you because.
Wait, LB. You went ahead and said, let me take that off your hands.
Yeah. Let me read. Let me go ahead and read. You think it was a setup to get me to read more? You think my mama told her, hey, don't brush your teeth. And see how he read then.
see how he'll pick it up and read it for himself. Come on.
I read the whole thing. No problem, because I did not want to read in my face no more. I said, oh no.
Wait, let me tell you a funny story, okay? I was 21, I married this guy, right? And I'm gonna just say it like that. I married this guy. At night, see, some people say I have a strange ability of closing my nose. I'm gonna tell you, it just happens automatically. I have an automatic shut off valve for my nose, and I'm gonna tell you how it happened. And it happened without me trying. But in the morning, he had some hellified morning breath, right? Mm. And Listen, and I don't say that lightly. I meant hellified. I said it for a reason. JD say, that is not the work of the Lord. Demon in your mouth. For real. For real. But listen, I would wake up every morning, and he would want to kiss every morning. Or he would want to have that intimate conversation in the morning. And I used to cry. I cry when I know he woke. Because I know that he's going to want to talk to me. And I know, you know, when you're married, you be trying to just accept every flaw. But listen, let me tell you. His breath was so bad till my nose automatically, it wasn't something I did consciously, but my nose automatically closed. That's why I have problems breathing today. I have to tell myself, breathe in through your nose, breathe out through your mouth. You get what I'm saying? Breathe in through your mouth, breathe out through your nose. I have to tell myself that because I automatically went into my nose. I gained a shut-off valve, okay? And, you know, I'm not, you know, to that young man, God bless you, you know, and everything that you do. But for me, it messed my breathing up because I trained myself. I train myself to shut down, to just shut completely down. I'm not, I figured if I have to be married to you right now, but I don't have to deal with this breath. You understand me? And since you're, and I was the one, listen, I'm the wife that'll have Altoids in the purse. You know, I'm the one that will have gum. If it get too heavy, I will have Listerine, a toothbrush. I'll have a little travel pack with me because it's very important. Because I know if I'm experiencing this and I'm crying in the morning behind it, I know that the person standing before you, and you ain't one of the ones that's going to holler at a person from across the room. You right in their face, laugh, hee-hee, ha-ha. That's deep, you know. And so I care about you. I care about you, and we got to be real with one another. Now, if I'm going somewhere, and I'm going to just be real, you and Mary B, y'all together.
Right.
If I'm going somewhere, you understand me, and my breath is not up to par, my husband will say, hey, babe, hey, go on in there, handle it. Do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm the same way with him. Hey, babe, handle that. Especially if I know we're going to be around a bunch of people. I don't want nobody talking about my man, you know, and he don't want nobody talking about me. That's love. That's love. Mm-hmm. But that mask then, don't care.
But what gives me is the people who think it's a problem with the mask. This mask thing.
This mask. Oh, I heard somebody say that. I can't deal with the mask. That mask stink. Oh, my God.
This mask is
But, you know, I told my daughter yesterday, it's just like when a booger in somebody knows, you don't tell them. Why do you not? We grown people. Tell that person that they got a booger in their nose. You know? Hey, boo, got a booger in your nose. Here's some tissue. You know, I carry baby wipes here. Hell, you know, here you go. Or I'll just say, hey, let's go, you know, to the powder room, to the restroom. You know, hey, something's going on right there. You know, do something about that. That right there. You, come here. I want to talk to you. Come and let me holler at you. You know what I'm saying? Just go ahead and do it. I think that's part of friendship. I really, really do.
Yeah. I think it means I think that's kind of mean.
You what?
I think that's mean that everybody walk around with a bigger nose.
I mean, and a big slimy one too, and it be and the ones that really get me is one that be on the inside of the nose, up in the corner of the inside of the nose, and people just still there talking to you, like they just do not see it. You see that? You see it? Cause if I go to the restroom and there it is, I was standing there that whole time and you saw it. Our friendship is over. It's done. we need to go to counseling and figure out. Why would you want to sabotage me like that? You know, why? I'm just saying. Me and LB done been through some things, but we'll talk about that on another show. We want everybody to tune in tonight for Soaring Like Eagles. Listen, Soaring Like Eagles, let me tell you something. LB, well, Pastor Bertrand, and Mary B, which is Prophetess. She's going to be on the line tonight. And I'm going to be on there too as well. And we're going to be, we make you laugh on this show. But tonight it's going to be all business. It's going to be about your soul salvation. We want to encourage you, amen, to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Okay? Anything you want to say, Mary?
This show is going to be a special Mother's Day edition. That's what I'm going to have two of my favorite mothers on the show today so that we can actually dive into the value of mothering and praise and giving our mothers the praise that they deserve. It says to give your flowers while people can still smell them. Amen. So that's
amen.
What we're doing today. I'm going to honor my spiritual mother and my beautiful wife today, and I'm going to have them both on the show to share with us the skills that they have in mothering.
Oh, my God, that's going to be a show. That's going to be a show.
So y'all better tune in. Brush your teeth
y'all
before
better
you tune in. And tune in today.
Oh,
it's going to be a good show.
The power of the breath. The power
amen.
Of breath. Okay, we love
that's
you all. Make sure that you put your that's true. We make sure you put your mask on when you go out, not just to protect you, but you got to understand what you do is going to affect everybody you come in contact with, everybody that you love. So protect you and you protect a nation. We love you. This has been My Gospel Soul, Let It Play Monday and Week in Review with Queenie, LB, and Mary B. All right, we love you. This song we're going out on is by Quincy, Q-Stone, and it says Come Together right here on My Gospel Soul.
Put your hands together, come on, and let's come together. Put your hands together. Put your hands together, that's right, and let's come together. Yeah. Put your hands together, and let's come together. Put your hands together, and let's come together. I really wish the world was better. I wish we could find that peace that'll last forever and make heaven on earth together. We don't gotta wait till the Lord come back to get us, cause the power is already in us. God is in us. He said that in the beginning, when he made us in his image, so we can master this world and everything is in it. But we're headed for a self-destruction. Ain't no trust, cause the government is full of corruption. But I know who to trust in. He left this book with words that's full of instruction. Shows us how to forgive and start to live. Quit taking everything you give. This world ain't all about you, it's all about us. Just get it, man, and that's for real.
Yeah.
Put your hands together.
Let's
come together, y'all. Put your hands together, and let's come.
right.